What happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt?
So we're going to try and find out this morning what happened between David and Marie. David got a hold of us and he said he had something going with Marie, but it's kind of went bye-bye. Hasn't heard from her, wants to know what's going on. So David is joining us first. How you doing, David? Good morning.
Good. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. So you and Marie, okay, according to what you told us, you didn't really date, but you went, you got together. Is that what we're saying here? What happened?
Yeah, like Marie and I, we had hooked up a few times over, I guess, the course of a couple months. Nothing too formal. It was all pretty casual. Like, we just kept running into each other through some mutual friends. When we would go out, we'd hang around each other. And I kind of thought, like, we were really good for each other. We clicked, and I really liked her. She's like, really, really awesome. She's hot. She's nice. She definitely knew how to have a good time. Like, when friends would ask, who wants shots, she'd be the first to raise her hand. She'd be in. We just had fun. Yeah, like,
that is a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, we had fun. We'd hang out. We'd make out a little bit. As you kind of do on those crazy nights, it seemed like everything was pretty cool. We never really exchanged numbers, though. We didn't do anything like that. We just were keeping it pretty casual, and we hadn't run into each other in about a month or so. And so I started thinking about her, and I got her number from one of my friends, and I sent her a text, and I called her as well, left her a message, and I hadn't heard anything back from her at all. Like, there was nothing. And it was weird to me because I thought, like I said, we were really, really good for each other. And I thought maybe something more serious could actually happen. Maybe we should take the next step. You know, the physical chemistry was obviously there. Our personalities were in tune. And I knew it was just casual to start, but I thought, you know, maybe there could be something there. And I thought she might at least text me back. And so just confusing for me how we could go from having a really great time with each other to getting, like, totally ghosted.
Okay. All right. So you started very casual. You were looking for something a little more serious, but apparently she's not, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I thought there could be something there.
Okay. And we're going to find out Marie's side of things. And how you doing, Marie? Good morning.
I'm great. It's really great to hear you guys.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm sensing sarcasm.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Did we do something?
No.
Right.
I'm actually referring to Dave.
Okay.
I'm just like, wow.
Okay. Well, all right. You seem. Mm-hmm. What
you
are you shocked
to
about?
Say.
What's got to you're clearly kind of riled here. What you heard what he said? What did he say that bothers you here?
Okay, so there's a really explanation for why I didn't text him back or call him or answer his text messages or whatever. He's a jerk. Okay? He's a lying, cheating jerk. And I'm happy that people finally know this about him. He brought himself out here. Everybody knows the truth now. So here's how this went. When Dave and I first met and we started hooking up, I thought, wow, this is fun. Just a night another day at the bar with friends. We parted. I went home. And then I'm asking a friend about him. Like, I didn't know too much about him, whatever. Then the second night we ran into each other, we hooked up again. But as we're leaving the bar, one of my friends who was there the previous night comes up to me and she's like, what are you doing? You know, this guy has a girlfriend for a long time. And I thought, what? I felt horrible. I had no idea the guy has a girlfriend. And I know, I get it. I admit, I'll hook up a bit too much in bars. Maybe that's what people hear about me. I don't know. Okay, but never with somebody in a relationship. It made me sick. I felt so bad about myself, really, really bad. So I avoided the guy. That's why I dated for, like, as long as I could. I didn't go to bars. I knew that he might be going to with his friends, whatever, okay? It sucked. It ruined my weekends. All right, and then I get some more info about him from a friend of mine, and she looks him up on Instagram more, and, yep, he definitely has a girlfriend. Okay, well, get this. Had a girlfriend. No more girlfriend, right? So then when Dave texts me out of the blue a few weeks back, I was like, wow. At first, I'm excited. I thought, great. Those love, you know, those meditation sort of things I'd send out, it finally worked, right? And I heard back that he and his girlfriend had broken up. Probably he was caught cheating, no doubt. But I don't know the reason. So when I get this text from him, I'm like, yeah, Of course you're texting me. You just got dumped, and you're unattached and a piece of crap. All right, to find out that I was the one that he was cheating with made me sick. And I felt awful for myself, my reputation. I felt bad for his girlfriend. I could have been that person.
Okay.
Right? And I don't want anything more to do with Dave.
Okay. Well, David, Marie sounds she was ready for this phone call.
Yeah.
David?
David.
Oh my gosh, I think we just got ghosted.
He just dumped us too. Hang on a second.
Oh,
Marie.
Yeah, we know all this.
Yeah, don't
Marie.
We don't want to lose you.
All right, hang on.
Here. Was she on six?
Six? Yeah.
Marie, you still there?
Yeah. What happened? He chicken out?
I think so.
I think so.
We know what happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody now knows the truth. He's not so innocent after all.
Okay. Well, we solved that.
I think he was initially excited to do this.
Yes. Finally, he got his payback. It's about time. He probably deserved it.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
We appreciate it, Marie. You cleared things up for us. Yeah, very well.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, so probably not a second date.
No, no more second
dates.
You're going to have to come
begging. All right. You take care. Good luck to you, Marie. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, you guys.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.